The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
All right. Well, welcome everybody to our Monday night Optavia call. Very excited tonight. We have a great call lined up for you. And I want to welcome all our first time viewers. This is a great place to come into our community, our Optavia community, where we meet together and we train, we teach, we learn more about our culture, and we do one of the most important things we can, which is create optimal health and well-being for ourselves and for the people we care about and the people around us and in our communities and very shortly the world. So with that tonight, one of the common themes we use on this call is we take one of our leadership habits. And the one tonight we're going to focus on is seek growth, the obstacle is the way. And wow, when I think back about that one, you know, over the last 20 years since we started this, there's been so many obstacles. There were multiple divisions at one time. And now over the last 12, 24 months, we're at the very final part. And Nick talked about it last week, about coming together and having one channel, one team, one group, both the company and the field working together to change everything. And so that obstacle of getting to that point is really created an offering that's second to none for the world. And I was talking to a leadership team, a couple over the weekend and then one this morning, and there's never been anything quite like what we have. And so what we wanna do is make sure that everybody on this call, whether you're just getting started or you're a seasoned leader, that we're all focusing now on reaching out and finding the people that right now wanna come with us that are in the looking zone. And so on our first call tonight, we're going to focus on seeking that growth, really understanding how to move forward and move through the things that may be keeping us back. And then on our field call coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk about going out and finding those people, the people that can help us change, make a difference, and change the world together. So I'd like to bring on right now Integrated Presidential Directors, Shane and Angel Bishop. You guys there?
Hey, Dr. A, we're here.
Good to have you. You guys look like you're ready. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
We're ready.
Absolutely ready.
Awesome. So let's talk about this. Let's seek growth. Obstacles the way.
Absolutely. Yeah, Dr. A, you know, 10 years ago when we started in this journey, we really did not even have an idea what we were getting going into. And both Angel and I, when we started, this was so, we did not know what to expect. And that's what we found is that our expectations sometimes were the things that held us back, and breaking through that, sometimes being curious was an art we had to learn through this journey. And it's been an amazing journey, but I would say this one thing that has changed our lives is this one statement is that whenever that we ran into something that we were resisting, I found that the thing that we resist, lots of times the thing that we want most lies behind the thing that we're resisting. And we've had amazing mentorship and leadership with Doug and Tia. And one thing that they've done so well for us is this, is they've created space for us. And when I say that, what I mean is what they've done is they never waited for us, but they were always there with a hand out to pull us forward. And when they kept running the race, even sometimes in our journey, when we were kind of waiting and pausing, Doug and Tia were plowing the field. And just like the pace car in a NASCAR race, they were not going to slow down. They were going. And what that did was created the space for us to chase, for us to go. It created a space for us to be curious and lean into that resistance that was keeping us from moving forward. So,
yeah, I love that. You know, that's really critical because, you know, sometimes you have to just go and then you need a little space in there. So you're not being pushed. You're actually
yes.
being pulled. So I love that. That's awesome.
Yep. So that was the beginning of our journey.
I would say, like, for us too, the obstacle, realizing what we have in our hands, you know, not getting kind of clear, because we, when we started, we signed up for what we thought was just a program, not seeing the whole picture. And I think in our business, I mean, we just celebrated 10 years. So being on here tonight and being at our 10-year mark, it's just, it's amazing. I can't explain it, because over the last 10 years, we've hit so many things. And it's not a matter of if you're going to be attacked or if you're going to have obstacles, it's a matter of when and how you're going to approach those. So it's identifying, what are you fighting for? What are you contending for? It's not for a number on a scale. It's not for your weight. And for the coaches out there, it's not for a month to month business. You've got to look at, are, you know, how is your, like, is it a short game or long game? How's your long game? Because for this, we wanted a long game. We're fighting for our kids. We're fighting for our freedom. We're fighting for our dreams. And it's not going to happen if you just do it each month. Like, it's about, like, seeing these obstacles and breaking through and fighting like you matter, leading yourself. And that's what we've learned through doing this business. It's not just about, you know, a healthy weight or the fuelings or whatever. There's so much more. And I think as soon as you realize the vehicle that we have in our hands and what we have, it is a, it's just this vehicle that can create anything. Anything is possible with this. And I think my biggest help, like, what held me up the most, I think, was, you know, when we first started out, like, I'm like, well, this isn't what I'm called to do. This is not my, I'm not supposed to do this. I have four kids, you know, I was a mom. And I think that that thing of being held up by, I can only do one thing. And nowhere does it say that you can only be one thing. You can only do one thing. You know, I can be a rock star mom, and I can be this amazing businesswoman, and I can be a great health coach and fight for what we want and for our freedom and not holding ourselves back. And I think once you realize that what we have our hands, this amazing gift, it's not just for someone losing weight, it's not just for someone looking for health. This is freedom for families, you know, for breakthrough, for, I mean, we're building a legacy for our kids. And it's just, it's amazing. And especially with the year that we've just had, there is no better time than now to break through and kick fear in the face and show people what is possible, you know, because we have the power to create what we want most. And I think that's where we found true breakthrough, and just pushing through the obstacle and fighting like you matter.
I love that. And Angel, you know, the good thing about that, you have obstacles, you had obstacles in your life before, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
We all have a ton of obstacles, but now contrast now through the work you've done and the time you put in and being coachable and teachable, as you look now, what were obstacles, now look and celebrate for me. Tell me a couple of the amazing things that have changed in your life, because it's really important. They don't want, people just don't want to hear, oh, you have to fight, fight, fight.
Yeah.
What happened to your life as a result? Yeah.
So, well, for instance, like, for, so my passion is foster care. So like the small-minded, what I would used to do is, because that's what I knew to do, is I would spend all day trying to fundraise for these events, for these kids, you know? And now, because we built this business to where it is, I am able to just pay for this stuff by myself. Like, we could just put on these amazing events all year for these foster kids. We were able to, I mean, Shane's got himself a sugar mama now. So he was like, I retired him 2 years ago.
2 years ago, Dr.
From a 25-year IT career. So he like did all things computer, even tell you what he did, but that's exactly, you know, we retired him, and now we've just got like this complete freedom, you know, and for our kids to show them that there's not just one way, that anything is possible. And that's what OptiVie has been able, that's what we've been able to create with this.
Today, Dr. A, it's Angel's birthday, and
happy birthday, Angel.
Thank you.
And used
everybody, put it in the chat, man. Put it in the chat.
Used to, Dr. A, because of my job, I very rarely would take a birthday off. And today we spent the day together, and we were just talking about how that was not something we could do before. And the life that this opportunity, this vehicle has given us, has just created something where we can live something that we dreamed about for years. For 25 years, this was not something I could do. And we're so grateful.
We are. And one of my biggest dreams was being able to show our kids places, not just tell them about them, but actually take them. And we've been able to do that. We just bought a cabin a few months ago, which was amazing. We just booked a trip to Israel for us and our kids for next spring. I mean, we're showing them the world. Yeah. And we weren't able to do that before.
I love everything I'm hearing. And thank you guys tonight for sharing your birthday with us. We were really excited and taking the time out to do that. And, you know, you guys, I can tell, are got a great future with us. We're going to work together. We're going to change the world. And I love what you're doing with foster kids. That's impressive. And that's what's great about the Optavia community. We just keep giving and giving, and it's great to be us. And thank you so much, and great for fighting through the obstacles. And it's pretty cool to be where we are now. Thank you, guys. Okay. Appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. I'd like to move on to Integrated Presidential Directors, Michelle and Josh Bomba. How are you, nutheads, tonight?
We're doing great. How are you, Dr.
Great, man. It's great to see you.
You too. We are so excited to be on. And, you know, I love what Angel and Shane has said, because it really is like the obstacles are really what take us to where we are today. We know that everyone has the ability to create what they want in their life. You know, the only thing that really stops us is us. You know, we're the only ones that hold us back, because I truly believe that the obstacle is not an object. It's not an event. It's really not in any situation. It really becomes who we are, right? And so if we're the obstacle, then we truly are the way, because the only variable that we can control is really ourselves. And it's okay to be discouraged. We have been discouraged over and over again. But one thing that we didn't do is we didn't quit. You know, when we first started coaching, gosh, it's been almost 5 years, which has been crazy to even think about. But when we first started coaching, you know, from the outside in, it looked like, okay, they got it, right? We were bringing a ton of people on, we were sharing our story, we were going through the ranks. But what people didn't really see is that we were a mess too. You know, so much has changed, you know, during that time. But, you know, we have many obstacles leading to this, you know, leading to where we are today. You know, a lot of it is very similar to what a lot of people face today, right? We worked full time, we had a small child. You know, well, gosh, what else did we have? I mean, the list goes on and on of all the things that we were going through, and we just didn't feel like we had time. But what we did was we made it so that all of those things became the reason why we wanted what we wanted. And we just sought out and we did what we wanted to do because of all of those things. And you know what? Optavia is honestly, like, this really has been the vehicle that has changed all of those things that we once thought were obstacles, that we thought, man, like, this is the reason why we took it to where we are.
Yeah. And there's always going to be an event. Your reaction is going to determine the outcome, right? So it comes with like red light, green light thinking, right? So if something's going to stop us in our tracks, how can we think about that and turn it into something that's going to motivate us or going to move us closer to our goals? So, you know, with that, with, you know, being the almost like the what's next coach, right? I mean, the idea behind what we do with Optavia is team coach, right? So the wheel's already been invented. All we have to do is follow the system. So where we probably took off quickly and saw the success in our business was really just because our coach was telling us everything to do. We'd finish something and I would say, all right, what do I do next? Right. So, I mean, probably the most valuable thing that I can tell someone is be the what's next coach, right? Play that game and follow the leader.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we really allowed everything to fuel our fire, not dim our light, because we are such bright lights in this world. And I think there's so many things that happen in our lives every single day. And I want, you know, I know for us, it was every single day. It was like, well, we were going to let that fuel our fire to want more and to be more and to become more, or we were going to let that situation really dim who we are and who we wanted to be. And so we just chose, right? We have a decision in everything that we do, and really decided that, you know, what we, you know, once had faced, we thought, you know what, we just changed our shift of way of thinking, our mindset changed. You know, we turned into, you know, the things that we said, right? When we would say, like, you know what, we had no time, but we had that fuel our fire to be like, well, that's why we want to do this. You know, we want this to be something that we had time for freedom. You know, we had a toddler, but that turned into, you know what, rather than him being the excuse, we allowed him to be our why, you know, because we wanted to provide him with the life that we didn't have. So, you know, it's really been something that we have really worked hard towards, and that I think everyone can, you know, can really looking into the future, that the obstacle really is the way to becoming more of who you want to become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love everything you're saying. And, you know, it's interesting because you have work hard behind you. And I was thinking years ago at one of my visionary talks, I talked about on the Colorado range, the buffaloes and cows. And I've heard people repeat it and quote it. And it's funny because it always gets quoted by someone else, but I'd read this story years ago about cows. Basically, when the rains come over the Rocky Mountains in the cold air, they start moving away from the storm. And in that, they end up staying in the storm a long time. Buffaloes, on the other hand, charge into the storm. So they go into the obstacle And then very quickly they're through it. And, you know, I love the work hard, but the thing that I've seen you guys do work hard. You've always worked hard, but you work smart. You work strategically. I heard you talk about, you listen to your mentorship. You listen to the people that came before you. Why would we ever, you know, repeat and go through all the learning things when we can actually just listen, use the system, move forward and work together? The next part is, I love that you guys, the way you guys work together now and what you're building together. And so as we talk about that, you know, again, obstacles. I mean, there's going to be things as we learn and grow, because this is a business. This is what we're doing. Human transformational technology, helping people change their health and their life, is something that most people don't know how to do. And so as we learn how to do it and help others, people are going to be frustrated. And so by setting that example and working through your own obstacles. So now, if you look now, six years?
Five.
I remember the first time I met you guys was at that Netty party down in the islands. Remember that? Exactly. And I can tell you guys had a lot of energy and love life. But now I look at you guys have become amazing business people. And just contrast, please, for everybody, because there is work involved. That's the one thing about it. We don't promise. We basically underpromise and overdeliver. And what we in essence do is say, hey, you've got to do the work. You've got to be willing to grow and learn. And seeking growth is one of the most key parts, where you stop worrying about being perfect and you stop taking the emphasis on what you can do and basically focus on what you're going to do. So what's changed? Give me just a couple things for everybody that's changed in your life, contrasting that 5+ years ago to now.
I used to get up for work at 3:30 in the morning, and then I would take a train. I'm outskirts LA. I would take a train to a subway to a bus to work. I ended up, got to a point where I was able to quit my job.
Yeah, our life looks so different than it did 5 years ago. We were, honestly, our work schedule, I didn't know that people know this, we used to work opposite schedules, meaning we never saw each other. I always joke that's probably why we stayed married as long as we have, because we never saw each other. He was a day worker, I was a night worker, we had a small child. So we were like two ships, you know, passing through the night. He'd get off work, I passed him the baby, off to work I went. You know, and so we really built this because of that time freedom that we dreamt of being able to be that family that our son deserved, having both of his parents around. And so we've been able to do that. We've been able to just travel the world. I'm a huge traveler. I love to see the world. He's not, but I just make him go. But we just want to see the world. And so we're wanting experiencing the things. We want to give our son a life that we didn't have. And so we're able to do that because this vehicle has literally, truly, like, completely changed our life. Because the one thing that I always share is that I have never, in the 5 years that we've been coaching coaches, I've never seen a coach not be successful. The only way that they're not successful is because they quit too soon. And so for us not quitting and, you know, going through these tribulations of just so much going on over the last 5 years, and because of the fact that we're like, no, we're not quitting. We're going to keep going. And because we did that, like, we are living the life that, you know, that we've always dreamt of.
I love everything you said. And I want to go back to you for a minute, Josh. So you used to get up at 3:00 in the morning. You used to go and do all the transit to get there. You didn't get a chance to see your wife or your son. And they paid you a lot, right, to do that?
Yeah, they did. I used to be president of a publishing company, but...
At the sacrifice of your family, your time, your health, your psychological freedom, and your ability to really thrive and organize your life around what matters most, right?
Not anymore.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good. I love that, you guys. So one last words, give a couple last words for everybody to, you know, to understand that seeking growth, and just look at how you've contrast. You now can provide now that every day, rather than waiting for this time that, like you said, the new contract, the new publishing thing, now you're here able to teach, learn yourselves, seek growth, and then help your child have parents that are there for them and actually able to be great mentors for them. So just a word for everybody that's just getting started on this journey about doing the work, because I love that.
Number one, I would say make the decision. You know, a lot of times we come in not having a decision or not making that decision, not having goals of what we're working towards or dreams. I say start there, because really, like, if we don't know what we're working towards, we don't know what we're working towards, right? We're just working, and we know that coaching is fun and that this can be truly the vehicle to take you to that next level of where you want your life to be. So number one is absolutely set up the goals and dreams. Talk to your mentor team, share that with them of what you're looking to get to do with this, right? What you're trying to achieve with coaching. Lean into your support team. Number one, hands down, that's the business model that we have. And it's such a beautiful model to have, because you're never doing this alone. You're going to have someone there every step of the way. I always say, you know, the fuelings take us from just A to B, right? That's just the one sliver that we have, but truly everything else takes us from A to Z, you know, and that's us, even with our business, you know, is, you know, utilizing your support team, having someone there every step of the way, making the decision and really going after their goals and dreams. And most importantly is do not give up, because you can have everything that you want in your life if you don't give up.
Awesome. I love it. Well, anything less, Josh?
Oh, that's it.
Well, this is what I would say. The part I heard more, I love about more. Now you can be the parent you've always wanted to be that you didn't have. That's pretty cool. So thank you guys. Thanks so much. Can't wait to see you guys. All right. Be safe. All right. Now I'd like to move to our next call is going to be about basically looking for the people like you just listening to the bishops and the Bombas. I'd like to bring on David Asensio now. David, are you there?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Good deal. Good deal. Awesome. Thank you, Dr. A. Hey, we are super excited. Thank you. I'm so excited. I'm cutting off Dr. A.
Okay.
Hey, guys. Thank you, sir. Hey, Deanna and I just super excited to share with you guys. We just want to share with everyone just one of these key foundational building blocks for a coach. But this is a skill that is key for not just a new coach, but also if you've been coaching for a little bit, right? Because we can always learn something new. So Ronnie, really want to encourage you to kind of just listen, because you may be able to pick up this one little key detail that is just going to be so huge. And this is going to be a shift in the trajectory of your business. See, what we're going to do is we're going to walk you through some mindset shifts that we had, but we want to more so transfer the skills of how, but with all the actions to make it happen. So come join us right after this call. Here's the info with open minds, open ears, because tonight we're going to transfer that skill on how to identify clients, coaches, and candidates that can fit that profile. Thanks, guys. Awesome.
Love that, David. And in fact, that's the key part. You know, the idea is we leave nothing to chance. You know, obviously we want to give everybody, or we want to awaken everybody to the opportunity to create better health and well-being. To have the opportunity to reach out and help others. But there's so many important little nuggets you're going to learn. So make sure you don't miss this next call. It's going to be awesome. And last but not least, I'd like to bring on Global Director Shirley Mass. Shirley, are you there?
Hey, Dr. A, how are you?
Good, I'm doing great. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing pretty great. And I just was listening to this call getting more and more excited, because it's a fantastic lead into what we're going to talk about on Wednesday evening on the Habits of Health Community Time. You heard Michelle and Josh and Angel and Shane talking so much about mindset, and mindset's critical as you start to build your business, but it's also really crucial as you start to develop your own health journey. And Dr. A, I've heard you say so many times that emotional mismanagement is one of the biggest problems and biggest challenges that are facing a lot of people today. One of the things I love about our program, and one thing that I think really sets us apart, is the fact that we assist our clients to start taking steps towards building a healthy mindset within the first several weeks of the program. So element 4 is the one that we'll be covering on the Habits of Health Community Time this week. And I will say this, like our Habits of Health Community Time, our Inspiring Stories of Transpiration, that the Habits of Health Community Time is really designed for our clients and coaches, but it's open to everyone. And the content that we're going to be presenting on Wednesday evening is something you're going to want to invite your friends to. Maybe you've got somebody that's been looking at the program. Maybe you have a coach candidate. Invite them to come join us on Wednesday night. We've really got a great lineup coming up for our Habits of Health Community Time. And then immediately following that are our Inspiring Stories of Transformation. This is always such a fun call. We'll have several different coaches on sharing their stories. I'll share a bit of my story. You'll get to hear from a former hospital administrator who has really found that Optavia has really given her the opportunity to be able to create the life that she's looking to create and the impact that she's looking to create. You'll hear from somebody who previously owned his own business and has now been coaching for a long time. He's one of the leaders in our team. And you'll get to hear more of their stories. This is a really great opportunity for someone to get to see the full picture of what we have to offer with Optavia. So the Habits of Health Community Time at 8:30 Eastern, Inspiring Stories of Transformation at 9:00 Eastern. I'm going to choke and die on the national call. Boy, that's a wonderful thing. One moment. Cover for me, Dr. A.
Okay, yeah. So while she's talking about that, you know, one of the interesting things, looking at the statistics and doing some reviews with the company, and we looked at the metrics, the habits of health and the macro habits are so critical. In fact, the success rate of our clients dramatically goes up. And actually, in the next few weeks, I'll be doing a whole call devoted to the power of using the coaching guide, using the Habits Health system. And those that learn the habits of health and are ingraining those new one healthy habit at a time are having dramatic changes in their health and in their life versus those that are not. So these calls are so great. And for people that aren't used to reading, maybe they haven't done a journaling before, they're not used to using an app. Basically, this is a great way to introduce them to that, Shirley. And so the whole Wednesday night is really about our community, about our culture, and about the amazing successes.
And you know, I think I'm going to make it now. I'm going to live. Thanks for covering for me. So here's the thing, guys. If you got a text tonight to be able to join this call, good for you. Awesome. But if you're thinking, wow, wouldn't that be nice to get a text reminder? I have got this for you. So here's what you want to do. Pick up your phone right now. Text Optavia Coach. It's all caps, all one word, all run together. Optavia Coach. You're going to text that to 99000. And then every Monday night, you'll get a reminder with a link to come straight to this call. How cool is that? Now, if you think that's cool, I got another one for you. Okay. If you text Optavia 30, again, it's all run together into one word, Optavia 30, all caps, to 99000. Then you'll get a reminder on Wednesday nights to come join the Habits of Health community time and inspiring stories of transformation. So that second suggestion, you're going to want to share that with your clients too, so that they get the reminders each week. Back to you, Dr. A.
Awesome, Shirley. Thank you so much. And thanks all of our speakers tonight. And as we kind of end this call tonight and we look at our journey now moving forward to create health and well-being for ourselves, for our family, as coaches to join and reach out and then start building teams of business coaches. Remember, all these things may seem a little daunting now, but by micro habits, one healthy habit at a time, bringing on your first candidate, becoming a client, becoming a coach, becoming a senior coach, all these things in micro steps will take you to some of the incredible leaders you heard tonight. They all started the same way. And now basically they're you heard the success. When Josh says he got up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go all the way across town and ride a bus. And now he's there for his child with his wife. That's what we do. We let people organize their life around what matters most. Do the work. It's worth it. Let's change the world together. God bless. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. compensation plan, which differs from the international compensation plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.